April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Robin Romero from Green Bay was a graduate student at Northern Michigan University in the spring of 2016, pursuing a degree in history.
Some of my poetry definitely has a military feel to it. These first two poems would involve that. The title of the first poem is Recurring Dream. It's morning now. Pulse racing, pounding, cold sweat. That dream again. Faces vague, familiar. Should know them. Faces from the past. Same dream again, over and over. Changing faces, same situation. Some unfulfilled task, some mission incomplete. A job left unfinished. And voices, calling me back. Back in uniform, back to distant lands. To complete some task, a chore undone. Voices of authority, asking me, demanding to know. Why did you leave? Where did you go? You can't go home. You have a duty to do. So fall in. Get back in line. Rejoin the ranks. Forward march. Into the breach. Join the others who can never go home. It's morning now. Awake again. That dream. The Last Man Out. On the top shelf sits a bottle, down at the Legion post. From a pact made by comrades, a promise made brothers by a war. A tradition used by others, so the story goes, until only one is left, just one last soldier standing, of those who made the pledge, to return and toast the others, if the last man out he be. Now the bottle sits unopened, a silent tribute placed above the bar. On that day when a single brother stood, though he watched his friends depart, to open the bottle now, he simply had not the heart. Tombstone. Behold and know my name, not who or what I was. Agents of time ravage, my name now erased. Only a sense that I ever was is left. Mortal as myself, a marker yet stands. Granite dissolves, becoming as the sands. Back to the earth like me before it, a lesson that nothing lasts, giving way to wear, until none can ever know that I was ever here. Fear not. Politicians claim, the world is not safe, warnings everywhere. Prepare for the worst. Take shelter. Seek refuge. I say to this, I am not afraid. Pundits scream, surrender your rights, gather your defenses, suspect your neighbor, let terror defeat reason, watch your back. Boldly I reply, I am not afraid. Fearmongers cry, abandon hope, death is near, let panic prevail. Raise threat levels high, join the ranks of the timid. Loudly I proclaim, I am not afraid. To those harbingers of doom I pledge, I will not surrender, nor submit to fear. To those who say I must, to those that wish me fearful, my voice like thunder I raise, you have no power over me, for I am not afraid. Bad dream. Once I had that dream, when I dared to dream, once when it was safe to dream, when I could share a dream, once when dreams had meaning, when dreams brought hope. Now dreams betray. Shun the label dreamer. Dare not share a dream. Push dreams aside, bury them deep. One's dream, another's nightmares. Dreams are dangerous. Once there was a dream, when it was good to dream, once but no more. When dreams no longer inspire. Once a life is emptied of dreams, it is when it is an empty life. I dreamt of a world without dreams. From a nightmare I awoke.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Ahlstrom. Thanks for listening.